Talofa, and here's the news. Public schools are not starting the new school year today as scheduled. Director of Education, MAIFAU, Dr. Merito Fitee, announced yesterday that in order to protect the health, welfare and safety of students and in consultation with the Department of Health, ASDOE has decided to delay the opening of schools until next Monday, September 8th. She said the decision reflects ASDOE's commitment to ensuring that students return to schools that are not only safe from a continued rise in dengue fever cases, but also to address both health concerns and the readiness of school facilities. The announcement from the director called upon families, PTA, village councils, churches and community partners to continue working alongside school principals to prepare each campus for the first day of instruction. She said, together we can create an environment where every child feels safe and supported to learn and thrive. All ASDOE staff are to report to their schools during regular work hours to support preparations and ensure campuses are ready to welcome students. The director concluded, the health and success of our students remain at the heart of every decision we make. We thank our parents, educators, and communities for their patience and partnership as we take these steps to protect and prepare for the new school year. Throughout the summer, the Department of Health teams had been spraying schools to get rid of breeding sites for mosquitoes that carry the virus that causes dengue fever. In addition, DOE maintenance staff were assigned to spruce up school buildings. However, what was missing is the usual adopter school cleanup and renovations that were carried out by government agencies. This was an initiative started during the Lolo Lemanu administration and continued under the Lemanu Laapui government. Meanwhile, staff and administrators of DOE had a busy schedule for workshops and training and held a parade, entertainment and a Flag Day-like celebration to gear up for the opening of the new school year. The number of dengue fever cases recorded by the Department of Health as of August 29th was 81. According to DOH, 6 were hospitalized and 75 had been discharged. The department is stressing that the public make use of the community health centers to avoid overcrowding at the LBJ emergency room. Symptoms of dengue fever include a high fever, severe headache, intense pain behind the eyes, muscle and joint pain, nausea, vomiting, and a rash. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms, DOH advises that you see a doctor, preferably at the community health centers at Leone, Amouli, Fanga'alu, and Tafuna from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tafuna Primary Clinic is also open after hours from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Police have yet to wrap up their investigation into the theft of an ASG vehicle which was stolen from an auto shop at the industrial park last month. The vehicle was assigned to the director of the Department of Search and Rescue and had been taken to the auto shop on August 8th for servicing. However, on August 11th, it was reported missing after the auto shop had been broken into that weekend. The F-150 truck was found in the Fanga'ima area on August 18th, and the government license plate, DSR1, had been removed and replaced with a rental car license plate. The inside of the vehicle was completely trashed. 2 people were taken in for questioning at that time. Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety, Falana Ipupu Ta'ase Sangapultele, told KHJ News that police investigations are continuing and it appears that more suspects other than the 2 that were questioned were involved in the theft of the vehicle. As of last Friday, no one had been charged in connection with the case. Congresswoman Wifatali Amata is congratulating the Samoan Congregation Church, Joint Base Henderson Hall Maya, which is celebrating 55 years at this location. She said, "It's a special delight to congratulate this wonderful congregation, which celebrates an amazing 55 years of worshipping God together at Fort Myer. Your congregation is a strong part of the Samoan community in the greater DC area, and these years of faithful service bring God's blessing on this ministry." The Congresswoman continued, "As Samoans, one of our greatest strengths is that we are a people of faith. This is the most important heritage we pass down to our children and their children. The Bible says, remove not the ancient landmark, and this congregation makes up a landmark to God's glory in the DC region and a ministry that is observed by our military, testifying of the Lord's goodness. We will never know until eternity just how much God has used this church in 55 years. God bless you and your families, our great military, our people back in the islands, and our Samoan churches serving faithfully everywhere. From Apia, today is the third day of the official count of votes in Samoa's general election. As of 1:04 this morning, the Fa'atuatoileatua Samoa Otasi Party, FAST, had won 13 seats, Human Rights Protection Party 8 seats, and 3 seats for independent candidates. The official count is a recount of votes cast last Friday, as well as pre-polling votes, or the equivalent of local absentee ballots in local elections, and special votes cast last Friday. Special votes are votes cast on election day at polling booths outside of the district the voter registered in. Independents, having secured 3 seats, are expected to join government looking safely secured by the FAST party led by Laulian Maliatoa Leawatea Schmidt, tipped to be the next prime minister. What remains to be seen is whether FAST secures enough seats to ensure they have a 2/3 majority in the House to make constitutional changes they plan to introduce. They may rely on independents joining them to secure those numbers. 4 women won seats for the FAST party after election night, along with caretaker Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa. If they all secure their seats after the official count, then a 6th woman will have to be chosen from the losing women candidates. The official counting is expected to be concluded tomorrow. And that's the news.